only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The clown
on the ground
with his pants
falling down.
Let him dream of romance.
Romance, oh, Dean.
Where the villain
is. It's Colin Jeffrey.
Well, it's time to talk a little entertainment, TV, movies, whatever. Colin Jeffrey has some stuff for you. It's brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window company and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Sit back, relax, leave the driving to Colin. That's an old Greyhound slogan. Young people probably don't even know what that is. Here now, Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. I'm a little bit mad that I only get to work 2 hours today because you know how hard we are, hard workers we are, and how much we love to work. So that's a little bit of a bummer. But other than that, we're fine. And I have two quick things. One, I mentioned yesterday we watched Bloodline in three nights. My wife and I watched all 13 episodes, and I cannot wait till the next season. I put it on an equal plane with Breaking Bad. And I think you mentioned the Esquire channel.
Yes.
And I found it. And this show, Spotless. I watched 15 minutes and wasn't getting into it. I may have to give it another shot. But I like the idea of a company that goes in and cleans up crime scenes. And I don't know the storyline here, but I think a good storyline would be, and maybe this is what this is that you have a business, you clean up a crime scene, and then your own brother or somebody in your family commits a crime and you have to go clean it up. Is that an episode I made up in my head, or does that...
No, that's the premise, actually, is the brother gets involved with the mob, and so the mob is going to potentially use them to go and kill people and clean it up so no one knows that they've
so
killed
you,
people.
You not just have a hitman squad, you got your own cleaning crew.
Exactly. They sort of send the brothers out as a two-man wrecking crew, I think is the idea.
It's probably pretty good. I'll have to...
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give it a shot. I like that all these odd channels are trying original programming.
Oh, and they're putting a lot of money into them, too. Yeah, and they have to keep up with the AMCs and the Showtimes and the HBOs of the world. And Netflix. Netflix is, my goodness, they're on fire.
Yeah, and what it does is it allows, like, NBC to take, or these big companies that own the major networks, to take risks for shows that they wouldn't think would work on Fox or F. They can drop them off somewhere and say, maybe there's an audience for this.
Well, not only that. Look, you get a plot line. Let's say it's all based on the military or cops or something. There's a way that cops talk and a way gangsters talk. And on major FCC-controlled network TV, it just doesn't work when a mobster kills a guy and goes, that'll teach you, you dang scumbag.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just doesn't work. So they have an advantage over you know, regular broadcast television. What do you have for us today?
We've got some DVDs coming out, just a couple that are worth checking out. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., if you like the TV show, this is probably up your alley. It's very stylized. Not a particularly great movie, but fun action you can just toss on. On the exact opposite end of the spectrum is the Stanford Prison Experiment. This came out a very limited run in theaters. The idea was... Back in the day, they actually tried this at Stanford. It was an infamous psychology experiment. They searched for volunteers to determine how far not only would people follow instructions, but what would happen if you gave sort of prison guards absolute authority. And this professor took, I believe it was 5 kids and made them prisoners and 5 students and made them guards. And it devolved pretty quickly where these guards were committing horrific acts of abuse on these fake prisoners. No one had done anything wrong, it's important to realize. This was supposed to be pretend, The doctor ended up, I believe, losing his job at Stanford. It's all true. You can go and read about it, but I like looking at these psychological experiments that they would never do anymore.
But what do you accomplish by that? Because it's not a real situation. You're a fake guard and you're a fake prisoner. What are you going to learn from this?
Well, it changed really fast. They found out that, okay, these kids feel that they're entitled. These prison guards feel that they're entitled to treat the prisoners in a horrible way just because we said you're in charge, and they abused that authority. And so the idea was, what happens when the stakes are real, when you actually have bad people you're watching? Are there abuses, anything like that?
I think it's stupid because you can't compare the two. One's make-believe and one's not.
Well, and I think that's what they found out, but it's just an interesting sort of thought experiment that would... They tried it, and this is supposed to stay fairly true to the doctor's notes as to what happened.
Okay.
So that's the Stanford Prison Experiment. Those are the two you can check out. You could check out We Are Your Friends with Zac Efron, but don't. It's one of the largest bombs in box office history.
Well, that guy just cannot seem to really hit gold, can he?
Oh, that was about them playing music and
he was
stuff.
A DJ.
DJ and the decibels and everything.
But Zac Efron, he just can't get any traction. Am I right? I mean,
he was decent in the movie Neighbors that had Seth Rogen opposite.
I like that one.
Yeah, but no, he just, I think his best days are behind him with High School Musical.
Was he in 17 again? Is that that
he was
movie
with Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Perry.
Yes.
And that wasn't too bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Right. No. A few things on TV to look out for. The biggest shows this week are both streaming on services, and we'll get to those in a second. Actually, we'll just start off with one. Marvel's Jessica Jones. This is on Netflix on Friday. This is a very dark and gritty take on the superhero genre. We pick up, actually, this is not an origin story. This is midway through her life. She has already become and left behind the mantle of Jewel, a superhero, and is now a private detective dealing with the seedy underbelly. She used to fight alongside the Avengers. We're past all that now. So if you like the superhero things, this might be worth it. But it also realizes and kind of pokes fun at how glitzy and glamorous that superhero life is and lives in a much darker place. So it might be worth checking out. National Geographic Channel this Sunday, just in time for Thanksgiving. It's called Saints and Strangers. It's a two-night miniseries. It's the story of the Mayflower and the first Thanksgiving. It's sort of a cinematic retelling on the National Geographic Channel. Might be worth getting into.
My wife will watch that.
There you go. Sunday night, 8 o'clock on National Geographic. The other very large streaming debut is The Man in the High Castle. I mentioned this a while back. It's Friday on Amazon. What if the Axis powers had won World War II? This offers a version in which the U.S. is essentially split between the Nazis and the Japanese. And
yeah, see, I'm just not one for that. What if, you know? What if things... It just doesn't do it for me.
Fair enough.
No, it's just me.
But that is Friday. We have the hosts for Saturday Night Live through December.
Ooh, let's have them.
Here we go. December 5th.
Is that the next new show, December 5th?
No, I believe there's one this week, but they're just we already...
Who's it this week?
Oh...
You call yourself an entertainment reporter?
I don't remember. It was this past week's episode was so bad. It was bad. It was really bad. It had my favorite character, though, that appears, and I don't know, if Bruce Chandling, the veteran New York stand-up comic on Weekend Update. That guy is great.
That's a great bit.
That is great. That guy's name is Kyle Mooney. He's been doing that character since his days in L.A. And if go online.
And you know what? You actually feel bad for him forgetting he's not really a stand-up comic. Because if you've ever been to one of those comedy clubs and the guy's just dying. But he doesn't know it. He thinks he's funny. It's sad.
Oh,
and that's this character.
It's so great. He thinks he's great. Because I always got to have my cup of... Yeah, it's too insane.
Hey, everybody. I don't know about you, but I don't get women. like that's funny.
It's all set up and no punchline. I love it. It is all set up.
Elizabeth Banks is this weekend.
I thought she was last weekend. It may be a repeat for the holiday. But we've got Ryan Gosling, Chris Hemsworth, and then the last one of the new year, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler host it together. So I'm looking forward to that. And they're also the musical guest for their episode.
Oh, she was last week. Yeah, I can't find
my wife normally doesn't watch a lot of SNL. The night Chris Hemsworth is on, she'll be watching. She'll watch it.
Oh, well, then she gets to see musical guests. I believe you're familiar with him. Chance the Rapper.
Yes!
Oh!
Chance the Rapper.
That's going to be. What a night.
All right.
What a night that will be indeed.
At the Pinion household.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's Ryan Gosling the first weekend in December. The first weekend in December, I believe. So, yeah. Going for the ladies there at the beginning of December.
Well, she'll watch him, too. She likes him.
I have to mention this because it's been everywhere. I don't really want to get into it unless you do. But Charlie Sheen gave the interview. He's HIV positive.
And I want to do the Bill Cleveland. Nah, who cares? But of course, then some people will go, "How could you say that?" He's HIV. Well, you know what? He's a loose cannon, and he's led this ridiculously irresponsible life.
Yeah, it's not really a big shock. I don't think to a lot of people.
What he's trying to prove. Because, like Mike said, they're looking at least 100 lawsuits from women. He's known this for 4 years.
He will get nailed with this, and he'll lose everything.
But it's almost like that's what he wants.
I guess so, to make everybody feel sorry for him.
I've been following this for the last week. There was some, I think, Daily Mail or whoever was leaking the story. And they were claiming it was an A-list celebrity who had slept with. I mean, it was never pointed. I would not classify Charlie Sheen as an A-list celebrity still at this point.
No, not now.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's everywhere. We're going to be hearing about it for a while.
And then this morning, he had the nerve to say something about that, implying he might be running out of money. Well, too bad, buddy. You made gobs of money. You made millions and millions of dollars. You blew through it. Too bad. Your problem. I don't feel bad.
His dad and his brothers have to be proud of him.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny? You never hear them say anything about
him. No, I think they've really distanced themselves from him.
Well, you never hear much from Emilio Estevez anyway. Let's be honest. I mean,
you know
all of their names are Estevez.
Yes. Yeah.
Sheen was the fake name.
Yep.
They're all Estevezes.
Couple other quick notes. John Krasinski. Did you watch The Office ever, Frank?
No.
He played Jim on The Office. He's teaming up with Stephen Merchant, who created the British version of The Office, then brought it over to America. They are making a show called Dream Corp LLC. It's an animated comedy series about the goings-on in an office. So we'll see. I like both of them. Hopefully it'll turn out all right. This drove me nuts. The new Suicide Squad movie, which, if you're not familiar about it, it takes the DC villains. It takes a bunch of villains, and they have to do good things because they have an explosive in their neck, like a collar around their neck, that if they don't follow these directives to go and do good things, they'll get blown up, hence the name Suicide Squad. They send them on missions where they're certain to die. This is kind of the idea behind the Suicide Squad. It's very dark. The idea is it's supposed to be dark. They've said that they're going to give it a PG-13 rating. I don't care if they want to. My issue is with PG-13 and the ratings it can give. You mentioned The Martian. We weren't a huge fan of it. He drops the...
You know what? It was okay. Yes. It was okay, but it wasn't a great movie. It was just too out there.
It was pretty long, too, wasn't it?
It was a little bit... It wasn't too long simply because they spent too much time on Matt Damon growing potatoes and stuff. He's growing potatoes. It could have been, 30 minutes, 20 minutes shorter. But it got to the point where I thought, come on. I like for something when you walk away, you go, boy, that could really happen. I'm sure it could happen. Somebody could get left behind, but not the rest of it. But no, I wasn't. I'd give it 2.5 ARDs out of 4.
But the issue I have with PG-13 is I don't quite know, and no one does, what is supposed to be a PG-13 movie. I'm going to read you a section of the rule that the MPAA uses. They say,
I believe one of the rules is it's the F word either once or twice and no more for PG-13.
A motion picture's single use of one of the harsher sexually derived words, though only as an expletive, initially requires at least PG-13. More than one such expletive requires an R rating. But you can't use that word in terms of sexual context. That's automatic R. I have no idea who is writing these, but it's of no use to parents anymore because you have movies like The Suicide Squad in which they will likely show torture not amazingly graphically. There won't be blood, but there will be torture scenes. But The Breakfast Club is rated R.
What?
Exactly. A world in which those two statements are true. Boyhood from last year that shows a kid growing up is rated R.
By the way, that's one of the worst things I ever saw. Boyhood. Did you watch that thing?
I did.
It was horrible.
I liked it from a movie-making standpoint, that I liked that sort of nothing happened.
It was stupid.
That's kind of like the FCC, though. You look at those rules and stuff, and we can never figure out what the heck the FCC...
No, and for people who don't know what Colin's talking about, sexual nature or just as a... Here, if somebody says, what the F? That's kind of okay in some areas now where it didn't used to be, but you can't say, yeah, I looked in the window and they were effing. You can't say that, because yes. Now it's a sex act. Go figure.
It makes zero sense to me, but that's sort of what I wanted to leave with is The Martian actually has two F words, but they gave it PG-13 because when they feel like it, they can vote on any F word they want and decide to overrule the rating. So
if you want young kids to go, put an R on it. Then they'll really go.
Yeah, ignore those ratings is my, I mean, outside of G, I don't quite know what any of them stand for. G and NC-17, I get those, but outside that, I don't know.
Yeah, because isn't like Toy Story's rated PG-13, right?
Like PG or PG, except they're, yeah, I think it's PG, maybe, yeah. But again.
I can't imagine it's PG-13, because 13 is supposed to mean only for kids 13 and over. Come on, it's Toy Story.
Yeah.
That's for 8-year-olds.
Maybe it is just PG.
But I think it is.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's only because of the little innuendos that only adults will get. Yeah. And that's the whole point. Only adults will get them anyway. So what's the whole reason for the PG?
Yeah. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. And Colin, before you get away, there used to be a rating like Midnight Cowboy when it came out was rated X. They changed the rating system. Midnight Cowboy with John Voight and Dustin Hoffman was an X-rated movie.
Yeah.
And then they revised the rating system and changed it, but I always found that to be hilarious.
Well, Steven Spielberg actually said he created PG-13, I believe it was at Temple of Doom, because he said it shouldn't be R, but it shouldn't be PG. And so they got together and created PG-13, and that's all you need to know how worthless the ratings are. A movie director went and said, I don't want this slapped with an R rating. So they said,
so
okay,
change it for me.
Here's a new one. Exactly. So there you go.
Colin Jeffrey, everybody. He'll be back next Tuesday, and he'll be on of course, on Friday with Paul Harvey.
And Harris.
What is it?
Yeah, Paul Harris.
And he is brought to you by Window World. Please don't forget Window World. It's going to start getting cold, and boy, the people that got new windows are going to be so glad they did. They're going to keep the heat in where they want it, not slipping outside, not letting the cold air in. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Window World. Quick bit of business. We break. We come back. And then next, before you know it, we wrap it up. We'll get Bill Cleveland in here. And time flies when you're having fun. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 10 locations now. Well, I remember a time when they were, and I do, I actually do, when there were three or four Schaefer locations. And then something wonderful happened. They started advertising on this show. And I think you know what happens if you do that and you stick with it. Like a runaway train.
Oh, yeah.
Now 10 locations. There'll probably be 15 or 20 if they stay with us. Because that's what we do. We put businesses on the map. They were on the map anyway. As one of the absolute best body shops probably in the country. I don't know if there are ratings like that, best in the country, best in the area. And I don't know if there's a body shop hall of fame, but if there is, my goodness, Steve Schaefer and son Scott, they should be in there. They are outstanding, and they are perfectionists. And when you get that car back, or SUV, or whatever you drive, or truck, you start to think maybe you dreamed that you had an accident or you hit that deer, because you will not be able to tell where the work started and where it ended, like it never happened, except for one thing. You'll remember that when you took it in, it wasn't nearly as clean as when you got it back, because they don't want to turn any of their work over to anybody surrounded by wrappers and dirt and dust. So, and I don't mean wrappers like Singers. They wouldn't put wrappers in your car. Wouldn't that be something? I mean like food wrappers. So they really do clean that vehicle out, so that when you get it back, it's almost like it's new again. Remember the name is Schaefer. Remember the C in that name. And remember that when you talk to your insurance company after an accident, you have the right to make the call where that vehicle goes. And in most cases, the insurance company will probably say Schaefer even before you do, because they want it done right, too. 10 locations, with the newest one in Columbia, Missouri. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find out more at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we have a two-vehicle collision on eastbound 6440 past Woods Mill. The right lane was locked. We also have one on westbound 70 past St. Charles Rock Road. That's on the right shoulder, but traffic is running pretty slow now, just from Highway 170. If you're on eastbound 270, you're slow from 370 through McDonald, then it becomes stop and go through Highway 170. Southbound 270, slow to stop and go in pockets, and that's from Page all the way down through Gravois. It looks like eastbound 40 downtown is slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown now. It's from about, I'm going to call it close to Vandeventer, and that goes out through McCausland, a little bit heavy at Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for full details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This Saturday, the Volunteers of Tennessee come to Columbia to take on our Missouri Tigers. Pre-game begins at 4, kickoff is at 6:15 p.m.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this. Even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363.
It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center holiday sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And, of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. For $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount, you get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. So you can post pumpkin lattes, stream pumpkin parties, share sweet nothings over pumpkin stuffing. Okay, maybe I went a little too far, but it's unlimited, so you can too.
Go to the closest AT&T store and ask for a GoPhone for $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount with no annual contract and no credit check. Plus, get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was six. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No idea what this is. We have a short show today. We're off at 5 o'clock, but I feel bad. I don't like to go through a whole show without talking to one person. So here's the deal. I'm going to give the phone numbers out. You call us. Even you just say hello. Say, hey, I just want to say hello. I just feel better if we talk to connect with one listener. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or it could actually be a question or some legitimate call. Again, we don't care. 888-550-KTRS. While you call and Dan takes your name or names, I saved the story from a couple of weeks ago. It's about a guy in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He's 53. He called 911. The police go to his Patrick Dodgett, 53. They got there and they wanted to know what the problem was. Here are his exact words. He was upset because his wife, actually girlfriend, wouldn't, quote, give him any ass. She said that he'd been drinking all day and didn't know where he was. Said that he got into bed and wanted to have sex, but she had her grandchild with her, so he got up and dialed 911. Well, I'll show you. Call 9. And then when they came out, so what's the problem? She won't give me ass. Now, I don't see the problem here. I don't know why this is misuse of the system. Isn't that
what penal code is that? We need a law enforcement.
I think he's got a legitimate gripe here.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously he has a gripe, but is it for the law enforcement getting involved? I don't know.
I don't know. I just think that sometimes we come down a little too tough. Look, a man has to have what a man has to have, for goodness sake. If you call 911, you call 911.
Yeah.
We're going to at least get to talk to Sean today. Hello, Sean. How are you? Sean?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Is there anything we can do for you? Did you just call to say hello?
Well, as every one of you are the problem solvers, I like to feel that myself could be the problem solver and help you connect with one of your listeners here. So I made that happen. Good deal.
Well, it wasn't a problem. It's just that I don't like to go a whole show without talking to anybody.
Gotcha. No, I just was calling to say hello. Had a fun evening last night with the Blues game, and you know, Veterans Week and such. It just made me kind of proud to be an American as well as support the Blues.
Well, good for you. You're in a good mood today.
Yeah. Even though it's a rainy day,
try to keep that mood through Saturday night when it's 19 degrees. Okay.
Oh.
I know. It's here. All right, Sean. Thank you for the call.
Yep. Have a good one.
See, I feel better. Now I've talked to somebody. Back to this Radio Shack thing I mentioned earlier. I'm a big fan of Radio Shack. Here's what they're going to do. And I actually think this is smart business. I don't know much about business, but I think this is smart. Some people may say nobody should be open Thanksgiving Day. But what Radio Shack is going to do is they're going to run their Black Friday deals the day before everybody else. They're going to run them on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. They're going to be open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you know how most stores will have like 6 items that are sort of their doorbuster Black Friday? Little Radio Shack is going to offer 100 different deals, special deals, during that 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. window. I think they'll be covered up with customers. Not if they'll make any money, but I think a lot of people would go into Radio Shack on Thanksgiving.
And that's what I read online, is that most places now are starting their Black Friday deals online. They're not doing a lot of the stuff where you have to run in the door anymore and knock people over, which happened every year.
Yeah, I don't think the online shopping will ever replace going into a store. Sometimes it's just nice to go into the store and pick up something. You know, hold it, look at it, and certain things I don't want to buy. Now look at all the calls coming in. Let me talk to Rich. Rich, how you doing?
Fine, Frank. How are you? I'm just coming into Missouri. I'm on the over the Mississippi right now on the Channel Rocks Bridge here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, did you read the St. Louis Post dish rag today?
I did. I may have missed something, but I read it every day. I read it online. I stopped taking it, but I do read the dish rag on online. I like that name.
Did you see the part about the guy that filed 50 fake tax returns?
Yes, the musician?
Yeah, he's 30 years old. He's not even a U.S. citizen. He's a Nigerian person.
Yeah.
He got $734,000
in bogus returns
last 2 years. He had actually applied for $3.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, but he got $700,000 plus. Frank, what's happened to this country?
Now, the country's gone to hell. Here's the other thing. I'll vote for anybody who's in favor of abolishing the stinking IRS. We don't need the IRS. We don't need 7,500 pages or whatever it is of tax. Let's just make this easy. It's easy to do. It can be done in 2 or 3 pages. Here's a perfect example. $713,000 this guy got in checks for filing, I think it was 50 bogus returns.
Yes.
Yeah.
How does somebody do that with the IRS? Somebody
I don't know.
Tell me, please.
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure out how to do it. But here's this schmuck who's. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. But that's how stupid the IRS is. I think you don't have to be that bright to be brighter than they are.
Yeah. Frank, I don't know what's happened to this country.
No.
I could go on for hours, you know, and your time is limited.
Well, save it when we have more time. Call us back because I'd love to keep talking about
all
this
righty.
Stuff.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Thank you, Rich. Let me get Bob in here. Now everybody's calling. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, great. How about you?
I'm having a fantastic day. What's going on?
You were talking earlier about new inventions as far as electronics, the DVD inside the laptop, iPad.
Right.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and anytime someone has an idea, you know there's 10 other people in the world that are thinking about it at the same time.
I hope so.
I'm going to throw one out.
All right.
I would love to take my phone, and I've got senior citizen parents in the Ozarks, and I would love to be able to send pictures to their, you know, the electronic picture frames.
Yes.
I would love to be able to send pictures to them because they're not computer literate at all.
And I think you can do that. I think there are little devices that'll do that. But to do it, they have to have Wi-Fi. And here's the rub. Older people, they're not going to understand. They're not going to get Wi-Fi. And it's a great idea. I'm with you. It's a great idea.
And my parents still have a rotary phone from 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Or
no.
15 years ago, maybe.
Oh, rotary's even further back than that. Are you kidding me? An actual rotary phone?
They moved to the Ozarks and took it with them.
Wow. I didn't think anybody had a rotary phone.
I know. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Bob, thank you. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. One more quick one, then we got to run here. It's Mike. Mike, how are you?
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
AM and the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Before your grandson was born, you said you didn't want to be called Grandpa or whatever. You
Correct.
Said you wanted to be called Grumpy.
Correct.
Is that what he calls you?
He calls me Grumpy. He calls my wife G, and he calls me Grumpy. That's my name.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm just strange about certain things. Everybody's called Paw, Grandma, Mama, Papa. I want something different and Grumpy because I am Grumpy. It works. It's perfect. And it's fun. I love hearing him say it. Hey, Grumpy. And she's G, and you can make it stand for anything you want to. Grandma. So G, Grumpy and G. It sounds like a comedy team in vaudeville. And now Grumpy and G. But, yeah, no, he does call me Grumpy. You got a great memory.
Yeah, well, I got three daughters, and I'm the youngest of three brothers. And I told my oldest brother, I don't want him to call me Daddy. That sounds kind of wussy. You know, call me Dad, and my older brother said, they'll call you Daddy, and it'll melt your heart. And, boy, it did.
Yeah, and I call my dad Daddy. I've called him Daddy his whole life. Mike, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now we got to scoot. I got to do a little bit of business, then we're out of here. We're moving over from Mizzou basketball. A couple of names you know. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Peon says their name. Ooh, except today. Say real quickly. Hey, Peon, who's your sponsor?
Just oh, yes. Thank you to Mark and Jason. Go to markandjason.com.
There you go. See, I told you that was his sponsor. If you're changing jobs, you retire, you might have a 401k, you might have a retirement account you need help with, I have a suggestion. How about a complimentary meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker? And here's how I know it's compliment. The first time I ever met him, I think it was Mark Reardon that said, hey, nice shoes. See, that's complimentary.
That's
a complimentary meeting. Their website is markandjason.com, and there's no cost. There is no obligation. I'm telling you, they will not strong-arm you as soon as you sit down to meet with them or even at the end of the meeting go, here, sign these papers. No, it's a first meeting. It's to see how comfortable you are with them and the way they work and their ideas. And the two of you get together, and if you already have an advisor, that's great. That'll give you something to compare their advice to. And they keep everybody updated quarterly. Every quarter they discuss your portfolio's performance and risk and long-term goals and short-term goals. Between the two of them, they got 46 years combined financial experience with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel, member SIPC and NYSE, markandjason.com.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're traveling westbound 44, things are stacking up pretty well now from Hampton out through the Murdoch overpass. Southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's going Grand out through McCausland. A little bit heavy again from Spady out through Mason. Eastbound 40 also is heavy from approaching 141 through Maryville Center. We have westbound 70 slowing from Union out through Jennings Station Road. You're slow again from Florissant all the way out through St. Charles Rock Road. They have cleared that accident at the Rock Road that was on the right shoulder. And eastbound 270 still has some stop-and-go pockets now from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy Buffalo Chicken and Mac made with rich creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland because they said, hey, you only have a two-hour show. And I said, I don't care what you cut, but you're not cutting Cleveland.
No.
Yeah. Put my foot down and we're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Just, look, do yourself a favor. Put it in your phone. You'll have it. It's free. It works. You'll have it. Next time you need a cab, you know the cab you want. Laclede Cab. Boom. Quick way to get one. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow, what a nice introduction. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. Fine. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, Victor Willis. Do you know who Victor Willis is?
I have no idea. You guys know who Victor Willis is?
What'd you talk about, Willis?
What'd you talk about, Victor?
No, wrong guy. No, he was the cop in the Village People.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the cop.
Yeah, who would know that? Interviews, and it's revealed that some of the group members were lip-syncing.
What?
Well, that's a lie.
What?
Yeah, he also revealed that it really isn't very fun to stay at the YMCA. So a lot of bad news out of...
Wouldn't he be shocked if Bill said, you know who Victor Willis is? I go, yeah, he's the cop of the Village People.
Oh, I know.
Who knows that?
That would have been a shock.
Nobody next, you're going to tell us they were gay.
Oh, that's not true. That's crazy. Urban legend.
Well, two zebras escaped from the circus in Philadelphia yesterday, caused a little bit of chaos around the city. Thankfully, the zebras were eventually caught by a car full of 17 clowns. So they got that taken care of.
Hey, you know, it's black and white and red all over.
A nun with a spear through her head.
No.
A zebra.
An embarrassed zebra.
No.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Wow. Just when I thought the material couldn't get any lower.
Bill, this is where you say you're ruining my
report. Sorry, Bill. I ruined it.
I don't know if he's ruining it or making it better. Well, a 100-year-old message in a bottle. This is pretty cool. Washed up on a beach in Europe the other day. Actually, it wasn't a message. It was Larry King's to-do list. All right, and finally this afternoon,
Larry King.
Where is Larry King? Is he still on?
He's
on
still alive.
Yeah,
I know he's alive, but
he does Comedy Central roast or something. I don't know what he does.
I know I saw him do like a commercial for something the other day. They had him sit in like the fake desk, like he was still back at his Larry.
Oh,
he should be doing commercials for an embalming fluid.
Well, scientists say, and I believe this is pretty well known now, at least, that women with larger butts are smarter. Mm. Did you hear about this? You know this, right?
No.
I believe the study was funded by the Kardashian Institute for Scientific Research.
It means Rosie O'Donnell is a genius.
Yeah. Ugh. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company. And thanks for squeezing me in today on your short show.
No, we would never be without you, Bill.
What a thrill. From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. There you go.
Okay,
Bill,
see ya.
Lend Vantage.
What?
He does a commercial for Lend Vantage.
What the heck is
Lend?
That?
It's a free service for small businesses to borrow big capital.
Oh.
Why? He doesn't need to do that. Why do you do that?
He must need to do it.
I think he just wants to be.
He doesn't have a whole lot of money.
He's one of those guys who can't just. He's like Tom Brokaw. Remember 100 years ago when Tom Brokaw said, how would he say it, Dan? I'm retiring. How would he say that?
Hi, this is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I am retiring.
Yeah, no, you're not. No, you're not. We still see you all the time.
I know.
They can't hang it up.
He's on the Today Show all the time. Elias.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over the place.
Well, when Bruce hits that music, it means only one thing. Sadly, we have to go, but we'll be back here tomorrow, and we'll be here for the full time. Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the basketball game. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks just ask me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.